you can see how such an intelligent and intellectual presentation for educated people, those who have the sincerity to listen. You know, this can be, this one lecture is enough for their whole life. Gives the foundation of spiritual life. So I was just recently thinking, many of our preachers sometimes are trying to give many patch up type of many topics just to keep the youths somehow going on, coming. Some people are giving Ramayana, how to become a good human being. Actually, we are not giving the medicine. We are just giving painkiller. Here you can see, this is the medicine. And actually, those who are ready for this medicine, they will take it. Once they take up, they will never leave you. Because it goes to the core. So in today's talk, mainly two platforms, spiritual platform, material platform. So he told about the material body, how it develops. And the soul has turned away from Krishna. You know, he wanted to enjoy separately. Actually, he doesn't have to do any work. And he has no business in this world. But he, due to his own desire to do something independently, he is put into this body where he doesn't do any work. The three gunas do the work. Prakriti, Kriyamana. So, what is he doing? He's only desiring, I want to do some work. Actually, he has no work to do here. On the contrary, the soul belongs to the spiritual world, Sachidananda, Krishna is Sachidananda, soul is Sachidananda, is part and parcel. There he said, Ananda, Chinmaya, Rasa, Pratibhavitabhis. The gopis who are assisting Radharani, they are all Krishna conscious completely, and the relationship is completely spiritual. It should not be seen from mundane point of view. The gopis were lying next to the husbands. Their bodies were lying, but the spirit souls had gone out to dance with Krishna. So, one has to see, learn these things from a spiritual plane. And mundane way, if we try to understand these pastimes, we will be bewildered, he said. So, the spirit soul, leaving his Sat-Chit Ananda situation, he is put into this Asat Achit Nirananda body. So, when the soul is put into this body, you know, then he suffers in various types of bodies. And then he told about the development of this body, how when the Ahankara is mixed, then the plum, which is formed by the man-woman union, that gets 9 holes. Why the 9 holes? Because through the 9 holes, he has to exercise his desires. So, he is provided that type of facility. And even this development of this material body, we can't understand. Prabhupada is saying that leave alone spirit, soul, God, spiritual world and all that. If scientists are taking any material body, generally how they do it? They take the machines, one part you do, and then you assemble them. But this body is not done like that. The whole body is developed in the womb of the mother. So, materially also they cannot understand how this complex material body is formed. And how can they understand the spirit soul entering and then making all these things? So, achintye kalavo bhava, tam starkena yojiyet. The Shastra say that these are extremely subtle truths, and you will waste your life if you are going to take a inductive approach. You will never arrive at the truth if you are just looking at the superficial body. One should go to Lord Kapila's Siksha, where these things are very thoroughly explained, deeply explained. And after you hear from Kapila, then you see the world around, then you can clearly see, yes, this is what is happening. But if you don't agree to learn from Shastra, you try to keep on speculating, you will die without knowing anything. And that's what who is doing? Scientists are doing. So he was telling about that. And then he was telling about how once there is a Brahma Jignyasa, and what is the other Jignyasa? Dravya Jignyasa. So what are the scientists doing? Dravya Jignyasa, no Brahma Jignyasa. And Dravya Jignyasa expands suffering more and more. And Brahma Jignyasa is liberating. But instead of doing that, they are doing this. And also he said that how there is Shreya is spiritual and prayer is material. Everybody is interested in prayers only in this world. And then he said, if somebody who is in a human body, who has the ability to understand all this knowledge, but if cats and dogs, they just cannot comprehend this very deep knowledge. But even after getting human body, if some does not make such a Brahma Jignyasa inquiry, they are counted as two-legged animals. Dvipada Pashu, he was telling. And then he said, when the soul is seated in this material body, the material body looks attractive, but it cannot give any pleasure. Why? Just like the mannequin or a doll in the clothes shop, you find it's very beautifully made. Huh? Very nice dresses also put up. But everybody knows it cannot give any pleasure, any satisfaction. Similarly, this body is not much different from that doll which you see in the shop. It's made up of all these elements, metal elements. It cannot give satisfaction, although the whole world is chasing after it. And people also know it, that once the spirit soul leaves the body, nobody will make effort to enjoy this body. So he was telling about the futility of the material body also. How horrible this material body is. So, and then he said, in order to make us understand all this complex philosophy, Krishna gives a very simple example. What he says? He says, Vasamsa Jirinani Yata Vihaya. Out of the two, your body and the shirt, which is more important? Yeah, body is more important than your shirt. Similarly, out of the body and the spirit soul, who is important? So that analogy Prabhupada gave, that he said that spirit soul is more important than the changing material body, but the whole world is chasing after the changing material body, you know, the prayers. So, one beauty of this talk is, there is only one flowing theme here. There is a spirit soul trapped in a material body. And he's telling about the what happens after we are trapped in the material body. Foolishly, what all we are doing, he's saying that. And what we should be doing, he's saying that also. And a spirit soul, what is our situation in the spiritual world? So the one way, major theme is flowing in this talk. And another thing you will find in Prabhupada's talk is, in between he will keep giving some pricks to the atheistic fellows. Why? Because we are living in an age of atheism. So that we also will know, like he was telling that, you know, they think that from material body the soul has come. Life has come. No, life can only come when there is spirit soul present in the material body. Life doesn't develop from matter, whereas life develops from spirit soul. So on the spirit soul the matter grows. So that this kind of points also Prabhupada makes to because we are living in this day and age, these kind of questions others will bring. So he adds that in the lecture also, yeah. So the essential point is, this body, material body has developed over the soul. We have to be intelligent to understand these things. Otherwise the suffering continues for a long period of time, birth after birth after birth.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.